FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro. Your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's going to be a beautiful day. Whether it's raining or snowing, it's still going to be perfect because you're in Rutherford County and you're home. And what a better place you can't find anywhere. And I have Mr. Rutherford County, Mr. Sports, and Mr. Almost Everything, Mr. Jack Jolly on today. And we're going to have fun. And this part of his show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. When you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. And Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's on the Ridgely Road. Well, good morning, Mr. Jack Jolly.
Well, good morning. I can't call you Sheriff Jones.
No, please don't.
I'll call you Butch Jones.
Butch Jones will work. I like that better. Of course, you remember when I was called Butch Jones, and people who have known me most of my life still call me that. And now, isn't it kind of perfect that the new Tennessee coach is Butch Jones? and one of my sons and daughter-in-law gave me a Butch Jones UT shirt for Christmas.
Well, let me give you a hypothetical question. If possibly he had the same record as the previous coach, Dooley, about 2 or 3, would you burn that shirt up?
Never. Never. I tell you what, I am a UT fan. Whether we're in a losing situation or we're winning, of course I love it more when we're winning. I grew up, and a lot of people, some people get mad at me because here I am in MTSU territory. Of course, I am an MTSU fan also. I mean, I love MTSU fan, but people have to realize you are what you're kind of made. And I used to listen to UT football when I was 5 and 6 years old on the radio, and I grew up that way. I mean, I have always been a big fan, and that was, I think almost everybody's that way. You grow up in Tennessee, you're probably a Tennessee fan as a rule, or if you're maybe a Vanderbilt graduate, but It was big time football back then, and of course it still is.
But
you know, one thing you and I were talking about was extremely interesting. You know, Zach Troutman came in earlier, and Zach is our engineer today, of course.
Right.
And one thing we all, especially people who grew up as juniors or the thirds or whatever, most of the time we're not called by our names. Now, I'm Truman Lee Jones Jr. Of course, my dad was Truman Lee Jones Sr. And I was called Butch almost my entire life, and that's pretty much what I've answered to. You're just like me.
Right.
You're also a junior.
No, I was the third.
Oh, you're the third. Oh,
and
okay.
That's what happened.
Because I knew your dad.
When I was born here, Daddy, everyone called him John F. It got confusing. Well, it couldn't get too confusing because I barely remember understanding English, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And I was always Jack. My grandfather, my mother's daddy's name was Jack Denton. Mm-hmm. And of course, Jack is short for John. And it's gotten confusing so many times in the county, in the city, in banking and mailing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then came along, Dolly and I had a boy, mm-hmm. and I named him John, and Dolly did too, but we didn't name him John Frank Jolly the Fourth. We named him John Patrick Jolly.
So you got away from
it. So got away from that, but he's John most people call him John. Now, in high school, they all called him by his last name, Jolly. And I've heard the kids holler across the campus or something like that, "Hey, Jolly." And I thought, "You're being disrespectful," but they were hollering at John. So
actually, you answered more to Mr. Jolly than you did anything else, because that's all we ever called you when we were growing up.
That's true. And there's a little story. A funny thing happened a few years ago. I started in 1953 at Walter Hill, and I was Mr. Jolly. Well, I had Nellie Ross. Nellie was about 6 years younger than me, but I was Mr. And she had always called me Mr. till we got all back here just a few years ago. I'm almost 80 then, and she was about 6 years younger, so she's in her 70s too.
You're not supposed to tell her name.
We were working.
Or her age.
We were working out somewhere. At one of these workout places, and she called me Jack, and just bounced off. I didn't pay any attention to it. She was old enough like that, and it was Jack and this and Nellie, and something happened. Her daughter-in-law was out at SportsCom. Well, actually, it was at the baseball field. Her daughter-in-law, who was married to Rick Wilson, had a seizure out there, and then and I happened to be there, and I helped until the fire department got there and the ambulance, and then she lasted about a year taking medicine, but she passed away, and I knew that family too, and after that, one day the phone rang, and it was Nellie. And Nellie said, "Mr. Jolly, just want to thank you for everything that you've done and everything like that." And so when I said, "Wait a minute, Nellie," I said, "how come this Mr. Jolly comes back instead of Jack?" She said, "Well, I talked to two of your students from Smyrna High School, and they said, that's disrespectful. He's Mr. Jolly." And I have never had, Truman, I've never had a Smyrna student, the 3 years I was there, or player, ever call me by my first name. And I've told two or three of them. They getting on up in that age. I said, "If you want to call," "I can't do it." It's just like we can't call a certain football coach at Murfreesboro Central. He's always Mr. Pate. And that was kind of funny. The other day, unfortunately, I was down in Smyrna at the funeral home. Steve Waldron, you know, one of our lawyers here.
Yes, love him to death. And unfortunately, something happened and I couldn't make it over there. But I tell you what, and you talk about a premier attorney and a premier gentleman.
Oh, gosh.
He is really something special. He really is.
I love Steve. Yeah. He used to come out when we were practicing. He told me that his brother, Everett, I talked to Everett. In fact, nowadays it sounds... when you run into some of your old now and you hadn't seen them in years and years, you hug now. And that's one thing I've tried to, my wife thinks, you were too tough on your kids, you know. And Susie, you know, you yelled at them and so forth and so on. And I said, "Yeah, I did."
Right on a button.
I said, "Yeah." And I said, "And you see, I have all these Christmas cards from those that I yelled at and screamed at and made them run extra wind sprints or this, or I've grabbed them by the shoulder." And anyway,
let's put it at a different perspective. I have known you almost my whole life, And of course, most of it, the things that I've done, you were never my teacher in school, but you've been my coach, and you've been my friend all these years. And I always called you Mr. Jolly, and I have almost my entire life. But there has become a time in my life that being a friend tops everything. Yeah. And you have been a close friend. And when I call you Jack, it's still a term of respect and endearment. It's both the same. And if I thought that there was a way that that could be thought of as a way of being disrespectful, I would never call you Jack. But you and I have been such good friends over the years. I couldn't call you anything else. Remember, Norris Lovern was one of those types.
Oh, yeah.
Aggravating, but a good friend. And I never called him anything but Norris. But Norris, there is so much that you guys have done over the years, and I would say that there is probably nobody in this community more well-known, especially when you say Jack Jolly, almost everybody knows who that is, which that's amazing, because there's very few people can say that.
Well, I'm very fortunate that that many people know me. But I've said once before, Truman, I have been asked, how come so many people know you? You walk in, let's just say Chili's, or walk into Demas, mm-hmm. or something like that, and somebody will know me, we'll talk. And the case is, I started coaching in 53 at Walter Hill High School. Mm-hmm. Had all of those. I taught in the city at Critchlow Elementary, mm-hmm. and Mitchell Nielsen. You take all of those students.
And their parents.
They're married. They got grandkids. Mm-hmm. So I think I had a boy call me yesterday that played for me at Smyrna. He calls me every Christmas. His name's David Campbell, mm-hmm. from Smyrna. And he is a great grandparent. And I thought, my goodness. And so they've all talked about, I had the meanest teacher, coach, or something, but I can go over to his house and sit down and talk, and we'll laugh and have the best time like that. And I was there, and I officiated, and I coached at all those places in Smyrna High School. I coached there, Tullahoma. Every time, you know, every once in a while, somebody mm-hmm. from Tullahoma will come in, and they'll call, want to see me. And I had the strangest thing happen. Dolly brought the phone to me about 3 or 4 weeks ago and said, Jack, Pat Marsh, do you know who that is? I said, yeah, let me have that thing. He was my defensive halfback at Tullahoma. He said, Coach Jolly, how you doing? And we talked for 25 minutes. And I said, Pat, I wish you'd come over and see me. And he said, I've been trying to get some over there. Said, would you come over here? And we'll get together and have dinner or something like that. Well, anyway, that's the story of why so many people might know me.
Well, you're part of the family. And when you run into me, you always talk about my mom and my dad and mm-hmm. and my brothers, and it's just something special. You have such a vivid memory of all of that, which is rare. And when we talk about you, and when we talk about, go back to Gilbert Sharon, and of course you guys were best friends, but you're the ones that started all of this, and you always made it an important part of your coaching and dealing with kids, was to know their parents, what type of people they were, and in turn, they all just really They were so attached to you during all that time.
You know, Truman, you probably don't remember this. It just came to me back a long time ago, and I didn't bring it up. We were sitting on the bench, and you were pitching. And I don't remember who the umpire was.
Probably Will David Aggers.
Could have been.
Yeah.
But I think it was somebody else.
Yeah.
And I was sitting here, and I think Butler was sitting right there, and
Butler James,
Gilbert
yeah.
was down there. And all Gilbert wanted me to do mostly was hit infield, you know, mm-hmm. and talk about where you should make plays. Anyway, besides that, I thought it was a strike you threw. It was. And I jumped up.
Mm-hmm.
And I hollered at the umpire. And Gilbert liked to have a heart attack. said, Jack, sit down, don't yeah. get so excited.
Yeah.
And I, of course, Gilbert and I said, I'm going to say, I cannot repeat what I said at that time. But it was understood. I was getting on that bench in Little League. And
you did not, as a parent or whatever, you didn't argue with the umpire. You didn't get in the, any type of controversies back there. There was one person that got away with it. I'm not going to mention her name. But those that played ball back then remember she would actually get out on the field if one of the calls went against her team or her son or something like that. And I never will forget that my mom got a little bit excited one time, and she's hollered at the umpire. And just like you said with Gilbert Sharon, he got up, turned around, looked at my mom. Well, hey, Miss So-and-so, I didn't know you were here today. Of course, he was calling the name of the other lady.
Yeah.
And my mom, her face turned red, and she sat down, and she never said another word. It was that type of leadership and that type of camaraderie and friendship back then that made it all special.
Did she have two boys?
Yes, you know who that is. I'm not saying. I loved her to death, but, boy, she would get so excited.
Well, if we're talking about that particular person, I was umpiring behind the plate, and Worley Russell. And
oh, yeah, Worley.
Anybody know Worley was on first base, and her son hit a ball, and it was close play at first, mm-hmm. and Worley called him out. She came over that fence with a dress. She stepped over that fence, had heels mm-hmm. on, mm-hmm. and went down and told Worley, you put him back on that base. You put him back on that base. And you know who her son, it embarrassed him to death.
Oh, he's actually made her leave the field before.
Golly, Bill. Well,
a great ball player too.
Yes, he was. I hadn't seen him since the old timers, I guess it was.
Now, you're starting to move really good. I mean, you've had all these surgeries and everything, and you're starting to move more like a 40-year-old. I mean, I've watched you. How you're an amazing man. You've got great genes, and now you're. When are you going to get started looking at all these prospective major league ball players for the Chicago White Sox?
I meant to bring my I'll start in February.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Truman, this will be my 24th year with the White Sox.
Wow. That speaks volumes for them and you, too.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
When I first went with them, every Christmas they would send me a jacket. They have sent us watches and Dolly too. I mean, they've sent Dolly everything on earth. Well, it's like everything money-wise, they got about as cheap as they can get, and with ball players and everything. Right, Mr. Reinsdorf. Anyway.
Hope he's not listening.
They just send you a Christmas card now.
Yeah.
but I can name, she got a stadium blanket, mm-hmm. a beautiful thing, soft, got sweaters, got watches, got a lot of stuff. I mean, I used to get jackets every year for the first 3 or 4 years. That's mm-hmm. I think I told that story once before. I thought about, after I'd been in 4 years, two different organizations talked with me, and one of the scouts did said, "Jack, why don't you get in full time?" Mm-hmm. Said, "You're not old enough." And so I thought about that, and I told Dolly, I said, "You know, I might change organization and go full time." And she said, "You're not going to leave the White Sox." I said, "Why?" "Because they give you nice, nice jackets."
Can you imagine what you'd be getting if you were working for the Yankees?
I know what you, they ain't got anything lately. They've gotten.
They're paying a lot of money for nothing right now.
Yes, they have.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Mr. Jack Jolly.
Don't know what to get that hunter or fisherman on your Christmas list? You need to stop by Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad.
Everybody we've got here hunts and fishes, and we're not just a store that don't know what we're doing. Everybody here knows what's going on.
That's Randy Boland at Murfreesboro Outdoors.
We got clothing, camouflage from top to bottom. Shotguns, shells, boots, pretty much anything. We got it.
Remember Murfreesboro Outdoors for that hunter or fisherman on your Christmas list.
We're located at 2204 Northwest Broad Street, right in front of International Pipe.
Slick Pig Barbecue. Down on East Main, there's pork, beef, chicken, and wings. Sauce too good to be true.
Now at Slick Pig Barbecue, try the catfish special. Wednesday night between 4 and 8 o'clock. $9.99 plus tax for all you can eat catfish. The meal includes hush puppies, white beans, and homemade coleslaw.
Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
Now I'm getting clicks on my website.
My business is coming up first in search engine results.
Use the internet to make your business succeed. Find out how. Attend a free online marketing seminar with Yellowbook 360. Register at ybseminars.com.
I trust Yellowbook 360 with all my marketing needs.
This seminar is worth every minute.
Don't miss out. Attend a free online marketing seminar at ybseminars.com. That's ybseminars.com.
Sometimes strange things can happen.
Coast to coast, all night, every night.
There's really no reason to be afraid.
On WTNS, AM, FM, online.
Tennessee Radio Network News. I'm Paul Miles. A winter weather advisory is in effect until late this afternoon for northern Middle Tennessee as a busy weather system moves across the area. Periods of snow, sleet, or freezing rain will cause travel difficulties. Be prepared for slippery roads and limited visibilities, and use caution while driving. Flights in and out of Nashville International Airport will likely be delayed or maybe canceled today because of snow and ice and even tornadoes affecting different regions of the country. Several air carriers are allowing passengers to change their flight plans for free if traveling to or from Oklahoma, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Indiana.
If you've heard anything about Bosch dishwashers, you've most likely heard how quiet they are. In fact, Bosch offers the quietest dishwashers in America. It's because Bosch is committed to producing the world's best appliances, including dishwashers that meet the exacting Bosch standards of German-engineered quality and European design. In fact, a total of 485 quality control tests are performed on every Bosch dishwasher before they leave the factory. But despite our dishwasher's quietness, our customers have been making a lot of noise recently about us. Bosch dishwashers were just ranked highest in customer satisfaction with dishwashers by J.D. Power & Associates. You can't rank any higher than that.
Visit your local Bosch dealer for special promotions. Bosch offers the quietest dishwashers in the U.S. based on available sound information on competitors' websites, December 2012. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Colder weather means more accidental fire injuries.
State officials are reminding residents to be careful when using alternate heat sources. Colder weather means more people will start heating their homes with fireplaces, wood stoves, and space heaters, which typically means a higher number of accidental fire injuries and deaths.
TRN's Dan Idem. Emergency pet clinics were fully staffed on Tuesday as Christmas is one of their busiest days of the year. Technicians say a typical Christmas involves five times the normal call volume and a 10 to 15% increase in visits. The 5-10 Tennessee Titans conclude their 2012 football season this Sunday with a home game against the 2-13 Jacksonville Jaguars. In their first matchup this season, played in Jacksonville back in November, the Jags prevailed in that game 24-19. Repeating our top story, a winter weather advisory is in effect until late this afternoon for northern Middle Tennessee. Periods of snow, sleet, or freezing rain will cause travel difficulties. I'm Paul Miles, TRN News.
WeatherEye.
Rain changing to snow in our forecast late this afternoon. We'll have an early high temperature in the low 40s, and we could see more snow early tonight with a low of 28. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 36.
That update is brought to you by Mini. Traffic can be stressful. Relax by imagining yourself in a large, spacious Mini Countryman. Check out the bigger four-door Mini Countryman with available all-wheel drive.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the Rutherford Home Show, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WGNS.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Let's look ahead at the weekend to come. Big baseball camp over at MTSU. For information, call 898-5495. And the noon Year's Eve party is coming up this Friday morning at 1045 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. James Satterwhite and the Nashtones will provide the music. And a box lunch is provided. This is limited to persons age 60 and older. The Noon Year's Eve party, 1045 this Friday morning at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Let them know you're going to be there. Phone 893-2141. And the Murfreesboro Social Security Office has reduced their public office hours by 30 minutes each weekday. They're now open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Hey, you still have time to buy one pass to the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department's facilities and get a second one free. Buy one, get one free now through the 31st of this month. And volunteers are needed to drive vans that take veterans to medical appointments. Get with Darlene Haynes at 255-6517. Those are Good Neighbor events.
Here's Frank LaPetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
I would like to extend a special invitation for you to come worship with us. We're an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible-believing Southern Baptist church, teaching Christ Jesus is the Lord and a sinful man's only hope.
Worship with the family of Holly Grove Baptist Church. Sunday school begins at 9:45 a.m. and worship services at 11. Join us Wednesday nights at 7.
We have a great youth program and Sunday school classes for all age groups.
Holly Grove Baptist Church is on Holly Grove Road. Turn right off Highway 231 past Walter Hill School onto Holly Grove Road.
We're about 3 miles on the left. I promise you, you will find a warm welcome inside. Find out more at hollygrovebaptist.com or by calling 896-5282.
Holly Grove Baptist Church, reaching out to offer hope.
Don't miss our services here on WGNS each Sunday at noon. I'm Frank LaPetri, and may the Lord bless you.
He knows Rutherford County, and he knows the people of Rutherford County. Truman Jones, here on WGNS AM and FM.
And welcome back with Mr. Jack Jolly. And, you know, we've got so many things going on, so many things to talk about. You know, we can either go back in the past or look to the future. And one of the things, of course, you're going to be scouting a lot, but you also work with our local teams. And, of course, Mr. Jim McGuire, I'm looking forward to him having a really good team. He's taking the reins from Mr. Pete Peterson, who did a great job while he was over as head coach. I mean, as good as anybody. And now Jim McGuire has inherited that and has earned it. And I think he is going to be a real positive influence for our baseball team. And I think you're going to go over and talk to him and say a few things. I think they've got a camp going on right now.
They do. It's tomorrow and Friday. And if Jim happens to be listening, or Scott happens to be his assistant, mm-hmm. Scott Hall, if I'm wrong, give me a call. But it's just, I'm going to talk to him, or it won't be about 30 minutes mm-hmm. during lunch and something like that. Hope the weather gets all right for him. But they've got different players coming in. They've mm-hmm. got high school players, and they've got little league players. And my grandson's going to be one of them. And they will. Jim, he knows, and Pete did too. He knows that I know that he's an outstanding coach.
Right.
And he's going to be a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
He did a lot for Steve, and he was his top recruiter. You know, you'd be surprised. He called me. I talked to him not too long ago. I called him one night or something or other. He was on his way to Memphis, and I thought, Memphis? Are you going down that? Who are you going to see play in Memphis? Well, the fact of the matter was, he was going to see his daughter play soccer, and but he had
that's priority.
He had to talk to a couple of kids, try mm-hmm. to recruit them. Now they recruited. They've done an outstanding job of recruiting mm-hmm. The level that they play, and they play a tough schedule,
mm-hmm.
and they start the last of February. And Jim will do a great job, and he's got a pitching coach, Skylar Mead. Didn't know the boy. He's from Illinois. And he seems, from what I have seen, he's been doing a good job too. But Jim has had all of them on the road scouting ball players, trying to find ball players and sign them, because they're fixed to lose a lot of ball players after this year. And you better have somebody in the wings to step right in. And I think they will. I think they'll have a good ball club. Now, here's another thing. They have jumped into this CUSA.
Mm-hmm.
That was the athletic director's doing more than anything else, and he convinced.
But it's a pretty good conference.
It was better than it is now, but it is a good conference. The thing about it is, if you look at the teams that are in there, baseball wise, it's going to be tough on us in baseball, and basketball. I really can't answer whether that's going to be tougher in basketball than the Sun Belt is, and I can't answer that. Football, I think, will be tougher too.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think we'll step up to the plate. I think MTSU will meet its responsibilities there. You know, one thing that's so interesting, you're talking about they're all out scouting, looking for players. It's important for the White Sox to have somebody that has a rapport with most of the coaches, which you do. and you share a lot of information with the coaches, like Jim McGuire, he's a good friend of yours. When they go out scouting, do you share that information when they come back and say, well, we've got a guy out here, maybe Mike Jones, and he's over here somewhere in Readable, and this guy has got all kinds of talent. Do they share that information with you, or do you have to search that for yourself? And, of course, you go out and find talent, and then you say, well, you know, Jim, there's this kid over in Milan, Tennessee right now you need to look at. And he's probably under the radar right now, but he's going to make you one really special ball player. Do you do that?
Have you seen that boy play?
Yeah. No. So you do that.
Yeah. You have to be careful about that. But the thing about it is, since I've been in this, there have been some scouts that would not open up with anyone else. Today, it's everybody knows where a player is. Mm-hmm. If there's a player out at Readable, had a funny thing happen years ago. The left-handed pitcher up at Woodbury, and I found out about him. How did I find out? During the summer out at MTSU, he was playing on Buddy Power's summer team.
Wow.
And he's a black kid. Mm-hmm. And so I found out he was pitching up there, and I was going to go up there and watch him. Well, the day before, I was down at Aquinas watching junior college ball play, and I was a bunch of scouts there. There was the Kansas City scout was sitting over there, and he hollered at me. He said, "Hey, Jack," said, "where's this Woodbury?"
I said, "I'm sure you gave him proper direction."
I said, "Oh, it's on the other side of Murfreesboro." Well, anyway, ended up the next day up there. There was nine there. The Yankees had a scout there, and there were nine scouts there, counting myself.
Do you have a set amount that you can offer, or does somebody else do that for a signing bonus?
No, they tell you. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you where we draft them. It goes up. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a graft or something like that. Like number one gets so much. Mm-hmm. This is in the first round. Number two, you know, not like it used to be. If you draft a kid in the eighth round, nowadays it's up to about probably around $190,000, maybe more than that. If you have a good scout, I mean a good manager, agent, I'll get it out in a minute. Mm-hmm. Good agent, he can, you know, if they need you, he can deal with the organization, and they may go above you. I've had them go above me. Mm-hmm. And I had so much money to offer a kid back years ago. And his dad and them, they wouldn't take that. They wanted him to go on to college at Alabama. And I didn't blame them. But just like I drafted Wyatt Allen from UT, I didn't really, to be honest with you, I got the credit for it, but our scouting director at that time, that was an odd thing. Mm-hmm. It's when Dewan Brazelton was playing up there that night in the NCAA playoffs, and it's probably the best game that Watt pitched all year. Mm-hmm. Up there, and I don't know, either game up one run or got a shutout. And DeJuan didn't give up about two runs.
He's a good pitcher.
Yeah. And anyway, I had Watt in the second or third round, and because he wasn't consistent enough. Mm-hmm. And our scouting director, though, he decided, he called me, and I was going up, I was in Chattanooga to see a boy pitch in the state tournament. And he called me, he said, "Jack, you coming up here?" I said, "No, I can't get up there." And I'd already sent in a report on him. And he drafted him. He was one of these sandwich picks. Mm-hmm. After you go through, you have sandwich picks
right.
that somebody owes you a pick. And he took him then. So I had to go over and deal with him and got him for $800,000. And that was in, that was years ago. And he didn't get $1 million, you know, they say in the first round. He got $800,000.
But that's amazing.
Yeah.
That these kids, I mean, all that money, they don't even dream of that amount until all of this goes on, and all of a sudden they become part of the bidding wars. And it, to me, the New York Yankees are the toughest team to try to wrest somebody away from, because I grew up hearing Mel Allen and listening to Mickey Mantle and Yogi Berra and Whitey Ford and all that bunch playing. And in fact, I can even name the players on in each position during that time that they played, which is so ingrained in my head. In that big media network that New York has got, all of their players have been bigger than life for as long as I remember, and it still is that way, because I mean, you do have television that is kind of stymied it a little bit. You got the Atlanta Braves, you know, that are in this area, and we all get to watch them. And you change your alliances with each different year as special players come up. But still, the Yankees have got all that money because they got all that media power in that area.
That's exactly right. They have.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to address that with Mr. Jolly in just a minute.
Registration for the second annual Special Kids Race presented by MMC is now open. With the sold-out first-year event, mark your calendar for Saturday, March 23rd, 2013, and choose from one of three distances, the 1-mile fun run, the 5K, or the 15K. Registration is limited to 3,000 participants, so don't miss out on one of Murfreesboro's biggest races. With your help, Special Kids can reach even more children with special needs. Register today at specialkidsrace.org and run for the kids.
It's time for the 8th annual Polar Bear Golf Scramble on January 19th at Indian Hills Golf Course. The tournament is presented by the Murfreesboro Noon Exchange Club. All proceeds go toward the prevention of child abuse at the Exchange Club Family Center. The cost is $75 per player or $300 per team. It includes breakfast, lunch, and a whole bunch of prizes. So put on your warm hunting clothes, keep that gun in the safe, and knock the dust off those golf clubs. Join us for the 8th annual Polar Bear Golf Scramble, January 19th at Indian Hills Golf Course.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been matched by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
We're looking for the right insurance company for our auto, home, and life.
We went with Claiborne & Taylor. They've been around for years. Claiborne & Taylor. They used to be Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency. They're one of Murfreesboro's largest locally owned independent agencies.
I'm Doran Claiborne.
And I'm Gary Taylor.
Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency are now Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Our office is at 319 West McKnight Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard behind Tire World.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Please come by and see us one day. We're conveniently located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard in Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Our number is 494-4200. Member FDIC. And home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies. First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. We have some delicious salads, and also one of our most popular menu items is grilled chicken on a stick. Two or three skewers, your choice, grilled fresh chicken, marinated overnight, and it's even served with broccoli if you like. At Toots, we're very proud of our menu and our menu prices and our daily specials. Please visit us at any of our three locations, 860 Northwest Broad Street, 2992 South Church, or 301 Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun!
Control your electrical devices with the quick press of a button. This is Rich Schmidt with more savings from Haynes Trubet Hardware. Head over to Haynes Trubet Hardware for your choice of Master Electrician remote control outlets. They're available now for the low price of $8.99 while supplies last. Choose the three-outlet indoor or outdoor unit with an 80-foot range, or select a two-outlet wireless unit with a 50-foot range. Both are remote-controlled and ideal for lights, fans, and more for the low price of $8.99 while supplies last. Haynes True Value Hardware on Memorial behind Reeves Hayne Drugstore.
He knows Rutherford County's past, and his wisdom can give good insight into our future. It's the Truman Show. Here again, Truman Jones.
And welcome back with Mr. Jack Jolly. And we were talking about the organization, a power organization like the New York Yankees, and how difficult it would be to scout top players and then be able to keep them because of the power that the Yankees have. It's not just the money, but it's also the name. And I would say probably there are times, although the agents probably wouldn't like it, where a particular player who has, say, loved the Yankees his whole life, and maybe they're going to pay him a couple of $100,000 less, there's probably a chance that that person can still go to the Yankees because the aura and just the what the Yankees have meant to baseball all those years.
Well, that's true, but that was a long time ago. Kids are different now. They mm-hmm. have their special teams. You've got the Dodger fans, mm-hmm. and you've got Atlanta fans. But kids, when they're playing, they don't care who they're drafted by. Just as long as they can be drafted. That's a thing right there, because a lot of people put too much emphasis on the draft. It sounds good, mm-hmm. But it's this way now. You draft kids, you're supposed to draft them because you think they're going to play mm-hmm. in the major leagues. But I've only had one player I drafted that got to the major leagues. That was Josh Stewart down at University of Memphis. And no one else did. And very few of them get up to the big show. The Yankees, if they want somebody after they get through with a team, mm-hmm. They will put the money out to them. Pitchers, I've noticed where they've gotten rid of a lot of their players too. You know, we've gone to other ball mm-hmm. clubs, they've gone and bought what they wanted, and they have the money. But I noticed not too long ago they're not going to spend as much money this year as they have before.
I think they've learned their lesson on how much money they paid and what the results are.
Probably.
And it's a pitcher's dominated game now. You've got guys up there throwing 95, 100 miles an hour all over the place. I mean, you've got a bullpen full of them.
Right.
But those players, as you know, the flamethrowers, they don't last as long as some of the other. Although you got your Nolan Ruans,
wasn't human.
No, he wasn't human. He throwing over 100 miles an hour for all those years, and his record is the one record I don't think that will ever be broken. His strikeout record.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think anybody will ever come close to that one. But you've got R.A. Dickey, you know, a Tennessee boy.
Yeah.
He's up there. His arm pretty much was dead. I mean, he was throwing heavy. Now he's throwing knuckleballs, which has saved his career. And we have a caller on the line, Jack. So, caller, welcome aboard with Mr. Jolly.
Yes. Hey, this is Randy King. I was just out driving, and I heard Jack's voice, and it's just great to hear him and find out he's going to go back out and do what he loves.
Randy, you are you're probably the best softball player I ever saw play the game. You're the only man that when we would play you, we would walk you on purpose.
Well, I tell you what, Randy, he was, in my estimation, you couldn't beat him as a boys basketball coach.
Oh, no.
And I really hated to see you retire, Randy, but I understand that you're getting old, too. But
Hey, I appreciate those words, Truman and Jack. You know, like I told you before, it's a lot different hitting a softball than it is hitting a baseball.
Well, how's your son doing?
He's doing good. He just graduated from MTSU and is wanting to get into teaching and coaching. So,
oh, bless his
heart. Hopefully, he can get a job here and see if he likes that, see if he wants to do that.
Well, he's got
he's
got a great bloodline. I'm sure that won't be a problem.
Appreciate
that.
Is he going to coach, Randy?
He's wanting to coach.
Where?
Well, wherever he can get a job starting out, So I'm not sure, I don't know whether it's going to be the openings or not, but I think he wants to coach baseball. You know, he's been working with kids, just giving instructions and, doing a good job at that. Now I think he just wants to try to see if he likes coaching.
You know, that's kind of funny, Truman. I've run into a bunch of these kids, and the parents, and they were talking to me, and they said, do you know Brennan King? I said, oh, yeah, I know him very
well. He was a great ball player here.
She said, he's teaching my boy how to hit. I said, well, that's okay. You got the right man. He's all right. He knows how to play the game.
Well, I appreciate that. He was fortunate enough to play in the minor leagues for 10 years and almost made it, but like you said, it's pretty tough. It's tough to get up there.
Yeah, I mean he had as much talent as anybody I've ever seen, and when you go at that level, it's not just talent, but it's luck too. When a position or a particular position may open up that he is most suited for, you kind of look at that, and sometimes it just doesn't happen. And that's a sad thing about going up in the major leagues, because you have all these dreams, and I actually have seen people in the major leagues that did not have as much talent as your son.
Well, and that's another case right there. They'll go over, let's say, Brennan, if that organization, and I'll just pick out the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the Phillies have signed somebody. They drafted someone, and they put a lot of money on them. They'll go over with a guy with less talent than one that was not drafted by them. They'll go over him and call him up instead of the one that they did not draft.
Hmm.
I've seen that happen, not necessarily in Brennan's case, but you do see it, Well, I'm going to hang on and let you guys finish, and I'll be listening to you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Randy.
Thank you, Randy.
He's really one of these super guys, and he's always had a positive influence on all the kids that he worked with. I mean, when you talking about baseball and softball, Randy King's name always comes in.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not kidding. Randy's one of the best. He's taken... Randy told me one time out there, he said, I asked him, I said, Randy, what are you going to have, anything? He said, Jack, he said, I got some guys that you'd never let play for you. And he did a marvelous job with them. He always would. I mean, he knew the guy. Randy knows the game. Mm-hmm. He knows how to. He can match you. If he gets down to somebody like playing chess or checkers or something like that, well, Randy is the type of guy that he'll outdo you with moves and things like that.
You know, we've run out of time, but when you started coaching, you got the best of the best because only the players that had the talent got to play back when baseball first started in 49 or 50. I'm talking about Little League and then go on up through the ranks, which you had to have an eye for talent at that time. And unfortunately, when it first started, a lot of kids did not get to play ball because they were not as talented and didn't love baseball as much as, say, we did back then. Mm-hmm. And now we were talking about going over to MTSU is having a scouting or they're having teaching over at the university Thursday and Friday to teach kids the basics of how to get as much out of baseball as you can.
How much time we got?
We're right on the very cusp. I mean, they've already given me, Zach's given me the sign that we've got to go. Of course, I'm going to get you back on again. We're going to cover a lot of these things.
I just want to tell you about how important baseball is.
But I know how important baseball is to you and to me and all the others, and I've heard you give these young people that rah, rah, rah speech about baseball, and I know you'll be doing that again. For Jim McGuire, and it means so much to the coaches and everybody else to have somebody that has the love of the game like you do, but it really means more to the kids. And I was with you when you gave one of those speeches to Little Leaguers one day after you had had your surgery, and we were over at the ballpark, and you just happened to walk by, and you gave one of those speeches impromptu to the kids that were over there. And I never will forget a lady, after you did, and we were walking off, she came running up to me and said, "Who is that?" And I said, surely you know who that is. I said, "That's Mr. Jack Jolly. I mean, he's Mr. Baseball here." She says, "Well, I tell you one thing, I really like him. He made such a difference with these kids when he stopped. They were just sitting there with their mouths open listening to you talk about baseball." So I'm going to end it right there. And if you want to say something to somebody before we leave.
Yeah, I do. I want to say, Robbie, I hope that you will look me up in church and say hello, and I hope everything's going all right for you.
Now, you can't miss her. She's probably the prettiest lady in church, right?
I didn't say anything bad either.
All right, guys. We will see you in the morning at 9 o'clock. And we have Mr. Mayor Tommy Bragg on. And he's always a great guest. One of the fun guys. It's almost sometimes listening to one of these stand-up comedians because he is so funny. We'll see you in the morning. Mm-hmm.